to the second episode of Weekly Dose of Therapy. Today we're here to talk to you about relationships. And in the house, we have Ravi Baxter from This Is a Man's World. And today he'll be here to give us his views on relationships from a male's perspective. So Ravi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tori.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Alright, so I'm a teacher by profession, and I also have a podcast on this same app called This Is a Man's World, where you'll get the male perspective of many, 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 many questions that were asked. Mostly questions asked by females who really wanted to know what men think and what and how we approach things. So I think I'm the right person to ask whatever question it is that you need to ask right now.
I think he's the right person. So guys, you need to go check out his podcast. We'll also put it in the link when we put up this episode on Instagram and on this podcast, on this platform as well, so you can check it out. So let's kickstart the show with the first question, Mr. Baxter.
All right, are you let's ready? Go.
Drum roll, please.
Let's go.
All right, so what are your views on relationships? Just your general views.
Alright, so to me, relationship is something that is dependent on two people. Two people who have the same goals, same focus, same drive. The moment any of those three things are missing from either one of you, you realize that, it's something that won't work. Because at the start of a relationship, at all times, it's always something that clicks very fast and you don't say anything wrong, and we call that the honeymoon phase,
right,
where there's nothing wrong.
That and, phase can be, and you trust know, me, nice.
Everything happens so fast, which is, I always tell people that, you can't afford to do certain things in the honeymoon phase. You have to allow somebody to grow on you before you make certain decisions on what you want to do. Because that honeymoon phase, trust me, it's a whole trick.
You're thinking with your heart and not
your head. Yeah, you're thinking with it. And for men, we're thinking with a whole nother body part that we're not talking about right now. So yeah, trust me, we're thinking with a whole different body part, like the blood that's supposed to be up on the head, it's at a whole different head. Different head. it's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
So we kind of have to allow the honeymoon phase to pass, and then we'll see what the person is actually really about. Because trust me, and honeymoon phase lasts different times with different people. So normally I'd say a honeymoon phase is like a month and a half. Sometimes for others it lasts longer than that. Because some person
in a relationship then go through the honeymoon phase. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but
some people it works and the whole honeymoon phase lasts the entire relationship. While others, you actually start seeing the real person, which is probably not normally, it's not a good part of the person that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that thing, that person normally pops up within 2 months. The first sign of an argument, that person pops up.
Especially if the person came with an ulterior motive and then the real side of them come out.
Oh yeah, trust me.
Inoperty.
I've always tell people that, especially after sex, you will really know. But then the thing is, you can't invest that. And when I said that, that means sex. You can't invest that before you know what the person is. So you can't afford for that to be a testing method. Unfortunately, you can't. Because that's normally when most people changes. And trust me, it's not only men. Women do it too. As soon as, but.
And a lot of people think that, most times why relationship go wrong because of the male. When most times the female does some trust crap me. Too.
The like female does. Female does it too. Crap. But the thing is, men do it differently. Normally with men, it's sex. So normally men mess up after they have gotten the sex. Women mess up after they have gotten the love. Whenever it is that they find out that you're invested, or whenever it is that they find out that, all right, this is how much he loves me, he's willing to tolerate this and this and that, they start pushing the boundaries of what she thinks that he'll tolerate. At that point in time, he gets to go. So it's different things, because like money is more a woman thing than a man thing. The sex thing is more of a man thing. So
yeah, money is more the
man. So he'll get the sex and change up. She'll get the money and change up. So we like they change up for completely different reasons. And trust me, women change up for sex too, you know. Cause you might get like a piece and it's not good, and she's like, "Yo, I can't tolerate this. I'm sorry." So
she wants to marry my can girl, something stronger.
Yeah, it's true. Like,
stronger.
Like she just decided, "Listen, me, this not working out. This," and the man might decide, "Say, yo, listen, me, you have some money and you're at a further place in life than he is, and he wants to quote unquote eat it out, and no, man, I mean eat out that. Me eat out your money wise.
Yes, guys, we mean that money wise. Yeah,
financially, because you're nasty." Yeah, I know y'all nasty like that, dude. That's not what we're talking about. Gosh. You want to eat out, and you're smart enough to not give him that chance to use you in that way, and him just lose interest after that. And so,
like how you say all of that, you know, and when would you say would be the opportune time for you guys to get to the stage to having sexual?
All right, so to me, it's not a specific time. I think it's after you've found out what the person is like in difficult circumstances. The first argument.
Suppose that take a long time, because as we said, the honeymoon phase can last a very long time.
Trust me, I understand that the honeymoon phase can last very long. And for men, from the male perspective, we don't normally want to wait either way. Trust me. As soon as the thing starts and the thing official and we say, yo, boom, we're there. Yeah, man, you can call me a man. Yeah, I kind of want up in a good, yeah. So,
for some people, alright. For some people, even after a month, they might call you them man already. So, to me, you haven't got to know the person fully yet to say, okay, you know, I'm going to give him a little piece of this.
Yeah, right, but let me tell you what caused that, though. Especially out here in Jamaica. Jamaican people don't date. And
facts,
Jamaica
we don't get to know people.
We don't get to we just like person and be exactly. Like, yo, yeah, man, I'm a woman, I'm a man. No, that's not how it works.
Because the dating phase is a phase where you talk to multiple people and get to know different personalities until you find out one person where even if you know connection strong, you still talk to other people because you might find somebody with a connection stronger until you get to the stage where you say, like, yo, this not make no sense. You're exclusive with one person.
Yeah.
And the dating phase should be something that lasts like even maximum 6 months. Between 4 to 6 months.
Like
in
it does, like it does last less than 6 months for most people. But the thing is, we don't date at all out here, mm-hmm. which is my biggest problem because you haven't gotten to know the person as yet, but yet still you decide that you're in a relationship that you're invested with the same person that you know nothing about. Then you're surprised when him do some dumb shit. Like, how?
How are you surprised?
You have no idea what he was gonna do in the first place, and now you're surprised. Like, no, like, see, no, that's a definition of a yamid. See that what we've been talking about. Like, I said it on my podcast a few weeks ago. Like, this is what happens when we don't date. You have to date somebody if you know what they are to see if they fit with you. We have to know, say, all right, this is what the person is like. This is what him like for do. This is how he manage certain situations. Suppose you find out, suppose two's you there with this person, right? And you never date or nothing, so you don't know what this person is like. And two him go through two stress in him life, and then boom, him fly
start
up.
Start act up on all these things. What do you do? Yeah, because people
and you're all caught off. You're caught off guard, and you're like, oh my god, I didn't know you were like this. You never know nothing.
When people stress out, you know.
This is when people, when people stress out, that's when you actually see how people manage things, which is the best time for know how somebody actually stay when they stress out. Cause when me stress out, me quiet like a lamb, and me hold everything in my head, and you will never know what I'm going through, which there's a good and bad to that, because you don't get a reaction out of me, but then sometimes holding things in internally is not a good thing. Sometimes you actually need to talk. But you wouldn't know that about me if me and you never date, you never see me go through nothing.
And I think that after the dating phase, no one whatever, and start build some level of trust, then yeah, you can probably decide to, alright, this is the right time to, you know,
feel right.
But some people, I mean, they don't date the person any at all. Fling on peace, get to somebody. Then them get upset about the fact that, oh, the person just cut and leave.
Yeah,
because
oh my
sometimes
God,
you have to get for no people's intentions.
Yeah. Oh my God, he changed. No. He was the same person all along.
It was that, but that was intention from morning.
Exactly. He did not change. He was the same exact person he was all along. You just never know who your daddy is to. And now you're confused because you just find out that this was the person, this was who he is.
And the other day I was talking to somebody and they were saying that if, like for instance, you and them start talking and them realize, say, all right, she'll go give a little time before she get out the front. We just go and have sex with some other girl and then wait till she ready to give out. And if that was my intention from morning, we just cut.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I can understand to some extent where they're coming from. But I'm this is why now we get so guarded as females. Because like...
You have friends who will tell you these things and then you're wondering, is this person who I'm holding this from doing this exact same thing that my friend just told me that he is going to do?
Exactly!
Like, how am I supposed to trust anybody else after hearing something like this?
Like, I'm like... Are you serious? And I'm like... I mean, if you love the person enough, you can wait. I mean, the person is like, yeah, if you love them, you can wait. But men got needs. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it's really crazy because sometimes they do that crap and then you hold up on them. You decide to give them peace after a while because you probably say, yo, you trust this person enough and them not do you no wrong. And then maybe they eventually stay. So sometimes it can be really tricky. But when I heard that and I'm like,
it's a whole thing, trust me. But let me tell you, men need to understand that women love sex just as much as we do. As funny as this thing sounds, women love sex as much as we do, if not more. Some of them even love it more. But yeah, forget them to the starting point before you see that sign.
I mean, a lot of things when it comes down to sex, we have a lot to think about. I mean, we have body count to think about. We have
reputation to think about.
That is a next big thing. And then you have test after test. We got to think about your pregnancy scare. Yeah,
pregnancy scares.
You have a whole period moving.
Yeah, and then depending on if you have.
Hey, or when your period moving part come in, you know.
Yeah.
You get the scare, say, it's a whole thing because
when you have sex, especially with a new person, your period normally go back a few weeks or back a week and a half, and then your phone tell us how your period during a day.
But
your
not
body
see,
not reached this so yet, and you're not getting the signs that you normally get, because normally some people have headaches or bloating or whatever it is that normally come before your period, and that not coming no more, and then now you're scared because you're pregnant.
So change your cycle, and sometimes it messes up even how you're normally get your signs too.
Oh yeah, of course it changes.
It does change.
It changes everything. You normally get headaches and I get that no more, where you get bloating. It changes a lot, and women have a lot on the line when it comes to sex more than men do.
Because one can have sex with 20 women and it's fine. But make a girl come to you and you like her and thing, and then you finally say her body can't reach 20. Oh, you don't want to talk to her. And I can't understand.
Let me make this clear. We have this bias, I have this bias, and if you have a body count of 20, I'm sorry, miss me with that.
But if it's 20 based on the age or...
And if it's a man and I hear him have 20, it's like nothing. Matter of fact,
so
people give him props for
count?
That. No, thing is, men need to stop asking that question. Y'all don't want to know the answer for this question that you're asking. Stop asking.
So do you tie the body count to her age to say, all right then, she is
say,
21.
Hell yeah.
She's supposed to have a body count to like 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe if you reach 20, you're just 20. I was like, oh, time out.
No, that's crazy.
Bricks. Beg a brick, no? Like, how many penises?
Maybe over here kill me, please. Don't kill me.
Like, I'm genuinely concerned about your life. Like how many penises did you take? Was there no break time? Like, even school have break time. Was there no break time between these penises? Something? Help me out. And, let me tell you, it's a hell of a thing.
Both men and women need to educate themselves about sex. Period. Here in Jamaica, I don't think we educate ourselves a lot about sex. Yeah, our parents talk to you, we probably learn something at school.
And that's it.
But you have to go out there and learn certain things about it. Because I tell you, with a lot of things, a true experience makes you know certain things and talking to other people.
Oh, yeah. sure.
So we need to go there, and even if you're there, the doctor, just sit down and talk to the doctor about it. Talk to your friend about it. Talk to one virgin you're older than you. Talk to one female older than you. Because if you don't know, you go there and make some stupid ass mistakes, and then you wonder why this never works.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All the time. Like somebody the other day.
And you have a lot of male, both male and female do it. They will literally trick you into giving that to them.
Oh.
Treat you the nicest of ways, and you feel like, whoo, him love me, man, and just go fling on peace give, and then when you fling it on him, gone.
Very often.
Which is, and it's very rare to see, it's very rare to see that, okay, you end up giving him and then stay. It's very rare. Because sometimes they will stay after. Don't get me
wrong. But it's just probably for more.
But it's just probably for more. And then they realize, say, all right, then. You just a stay, and in most females, when they realize that you just a stay for that, them start hold up on you.
Right, and then and there's nothing but, to I hold mean, you anymore.
You can't do that, because if she realize that, oh, alright, me give him one time, he's still a stay. And then after a while, it's like,
him get it become a... And the only time he wants to see is when that for happen.
Yeah,
like, there's like, no dates anymore, it's only meet me at the house. Yeah, listen to me, like, let me tell you. The other day, when we were doing the questions for the podcast, and the guy asked, Is a female orgasm a real thing? I was like, wait, time out. So the female asked the question. She was like, Ravi, if he doesn't know how to give me an orgasm, next time. So I got the follow-up question, which I'm going to do like in a week. But the question that he said no asked, is this a real thing? So my question was, if he just in there, just
you see, down even in that- there
with no specific purpose of what it is that he's been having sex with no purpose for the longest time.
So now you see what I'm saying? It's good to go there and research, learn things from other people. Because some people really don't know. See, them things that sex is just about, alright, going to bed,
and
sex 2 times, and that's and it. Then, yeah. So, and I mean, with sex too, you're giving away a piece of your soul to the person, no matter what. You can't tell me, say, and I do that.
And then to do that and not even get an orgasm out of it, that me a talk about. Like, yo, it bad on too bad if you're going to leave. At least leave making her happy. Because, let me tell you, I'm going to be very straightforward right now. If it is that you're going to leave and you have no other intention other than having sex with this female, at least make she come. At least make she come. At least make sure never waste the body count.
Because
nothing grieve me than when a female come to me and be like, Raviv, I'ma say yo, I'm a game piece, and I'ma be like, yeah, tell me what, talk to me. Cause sometimes you have to have your female friends and have a talk to them and then can really.
Yeah, cause so how you gonna know?
You say, yeah man, talk to me. I say, yeah man, let me know. I'ma say Raviv in there, you know, and I'm just dead. I'ma say, yeah. And what
Lord
else?
God,
and she's
just,
like,
just did it.
You just did it. So I'm like, yeah man, and you come.
No.
So you just waste sex. Like what is the point of you literally just wait? Yo, listen to me. And then for some strange reason, him have it as an accomplishment and do this thing. No, you shouldn't even allow to count that. I'm not tell no lie. Matter of fact, she not count you. That no count.
But
that sex no count. You know, in your body count no more.
A lot of males, I mean, if you just want that from the girl, and females too do it, they just want to have sex with you. If you just want to do that, you just go to the person and be like, point blank, period.
This is what
this
I want.
This more for you.
What you think?
What you think? If you can't manage it, you manage it. If you can't manage it,
move on.
Because, I mean, someone who come on and swoon the person and treat the person oh so nice, just forget that and then cut.
What's like, the point?
Why you never just tell me say that you want from money? Because you have a lot of people who be like, okay, fine. If I just want, because sometimes some people just want action. But I mean, you go pretend to be somebody that you're not and get people feelings wound up. Because you see, me not play with people feelings, and me not
me
want
neither.
People play with my feelings.
And nope. People say I'm blunt, but that's how it is. Me not play with people feelings. Me not like you. I'm moving on. I'm not going to lead you on, because guess what? I've been played with, I've been toyed with, and I know how much it hurts. And I'd never want somebody to do that to my daughter. So, I would never do it to somebody
daughter. And another thing too, as I bring up that, a lot of people, if you don't like them the same way that they like you, and you decide to say, oh, let's just call it what it is, or you say, let's just be friends, and they don't want to hear that. Like, I'm not going to like you. I'm not going to like everybody. And you at first, you might have a vibe and a connection, but things happen. Your mindset, the person's mindset could turn you off. The person could just turn you off completely and offer nothing at all, and the person just turn you off.
But men can't manage that on a whole. Most of us can't manage that. And then, let's be honest, the reason why most men can't manage that is because we know. Normally when a guy likes you, he know the reason why he like you. And he'll forever have that feeling until something happens to change that. So, him being your friend and seeing you have other men, first of all, that's not going to make him comfortable. He might feel all weirded out and thing. And then, in the back of his head, he always going to try to do things to get you in that compromising position. He might try to get you in an entanglement, Will and Jada, though. But...
entanglement.
I try to get you in an entanglement because guess what? You're going to have a relationship that is going for you, and he's going to be there trying to get your attention. And
right, because a lot of that too happens when the female moves on and finds someone that she really likes.
Then this man is still in the picture.
Come back now and be like, you know, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. And yeah, then man. You get tied up with the person because sometimes they come in, you know.
And then come in strong.
But you have to strong. You have to come up and be like, listen, me. I have somebody right now. We can't and do that.
You know what's funny? I don't know when since men take up that move. Normally, that's for years, that's been a female move. I don't know when men... I mean, I know when since men start take it up. For years, it's been females who...
Yeah, because you have some...
move on and then all of a sudden, she start carrying lunch and... all type of,
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, fuck. This strange reverse arose take place, and
whoops.
The man them start like,
turn
yo,
like,
we don't need to stop it though. We don't need to stop it because it don't look good. It don't look good. We don't need to stop it. Stop it.
And maybe too sometimes. I mean, if you like the person, and the person don't like you about the same way, maybe it's good to just cut ties, yeah, man. Because
I agree. Sometimes it's best to just stay
but
to that people.
Me not gonna lie to you. Me not. I don't think it is. Nice that you don't like somebody the same way and then you tell them that and you tell them to be friends and then they don't want to be friends and cut it off with it. It kind of make you feel a way inside for say, oh God, they hurt them feelings.
Oh yeah.
But me can't understand why they wouldn't want to be because sometimes them probably really, really like you for like...
Yeah, of course.
They're with you and then if you go hear that, them are like, you know what, me can't go manage that because I know so the feelings
yeah,
are going to stay
there.
And sometimes for years, then we still have the same feelings.
Yeah, man, for years.
Years upon years, and you know, man, you know, all upon feelings,
you
know.
And you know what, hat? The disappointment when you find out, say, you're the person
who
you
felt this way, for,
and then you find out, say, who should take up? I didn't eat that. Then, but let me tell you a story, though. There was this girl that I liked this girl for years. I mean, like, for years, I look at this girl and I say, yo, boom, if me ever get a chance, I'm gonna treat this girl like a queen, and this girl is special, and this girl. And yo, when you like somebody, you're blind, no butt freely. I mean, like.
You think love make you blind?
This whole thing was like.
Liking make you blind.
Yeah, man.
I think liking make you blind.
Make it worse than love. Because I tell you, this was. And we were like friends for like a good 4 or 5 years. And this was something. So I'm going to college, me and this girl broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And me and this girl, they. Utter piece of shit. Yo. It's like, yeah,
don't kill me.
Yo, you ever wait for a piece of sweetie? And when you finally get the sweetie
yes,
pile?
Yes, our food.
You ever wait for a food? Yeah, you ever wait for food done? And when you get the food, it not taste good? I saw the girls. Me mean like, yo, years, man, this girl, a friend of me like, oh my God, I like that girl. And she go through multiple man at this point in time, you know. And me, I say, yeah, man, she just want me come and treat her right. And then she got be this queen in my life. And, man. And which queen? She a joker. I'll back I kept matter of fact. You know the card what tell her brand I kept. She had that card. She not even want a card pack. Which bow queen. Utter piece of garbage. And it acting because you wait for her so long, you know. I that grieve me, you know. But nothing hurts more than when you wait for someone and then you find out say, yo, they ain't shit.
And maybe they weren't like that before, you know. Maybe the relationship.
But then in a public,
you know, just change them because, yo.
Yeah.
That is another thing, too, you know.
Yeah, man, it changes you.
People don't let go of them past. Them
they're
with somebody and the person treating like crap and then finally find somebody who willing to treat them with the for give them the world and then treat the person like crap
because
and
you
miss out on
before.
An opportunity because you make somebody find your past and hold you back.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't let them not let go of them past none at all. Them just hold on panny and be like, you know,
yeah.
Me not let this go. I saw man turn, you know, blah blah blah. And that's why even me being socialized that way, I have to realize that I have to break myself out of it to say, oh, I saw all men stay, all men are trash. sometimes you have to sit at stills, but you have to really sit down and look on you and say, I'm not all of them stay so.
Yeah, man.
And all of us have our flaws. And nobody's going to come to you perfect. And, sweetie, you ain't perfect either. So you need to understand, say, the man where you really want to come into your life not going to be perfect, and you're not going to be perfect either. But to just generalize things and say, oh, all men are trash. Mm-mm. And he's a male friend, me realize that you can't generalize things like that. Because one time I go generalize, and he cussing, and I couldn't understand. And then after a while, realizing a lot of things that are happening around me in the world, with relationships and stuff, me realize you really can't generalize everything. Just like how males can generalize everything with we can generalize everything with them.
Oh yeah,
because
no,
we're our own people. We have our own flaws and we have our own shit dealing with. So you can't just put everybody in one box.
Oh, of course, trust me. Men is female, have it out. Good for saying all men are. First of all, miss, me never tell you to try all men. Me never tell you to try all men.
Exactly, because look at it. How are you? How do you know that all men are trash?
And you never try all of them.
Exactly.
So, with you making that statement, I mean, say you go try all of them. I never tell you to try all of them, miss. Secondly, be specific with who you say trash. John Brown, when we talked to 2 years ago, while he's halfway tree, in my trash. Me not trash. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to tell me, say all men are trash, and then call your son Prince. No, G. In my trash too. All men are trash. In my garbage too.
That is true.
How are you gonna post all men are trash and then have a son and be like, oh my god, my king? No, in my piece of garbage too. All men are trash. Isn't he a young man as well? Trash. Utter garbage. So be consistent with it. It's ridiculous. Yo, listen to me.
Robin, over here, kill me, guys. But I mean, a foxy buttock still, man. You can't generalize a thing like that. You have to be specific with who or what you are considering to be trash.
Yeah, man.
And not everybody are trash. And as me say, everybody have them flaws. And you must know which flaws you can work with too. Because, you mean, me guilty it was a female. Like, the man will come to me with a certain flaw. Me like, alright then, I'm going to try to change it. Because we have that habit of trying to change men, especially.
Father God, I mean, for tomorrow. Oh, Jesus.
But what I realize is that you have to really sit down and analyze it and say, really and truly, can I work with this? Because if the person don't want change, sweetie, guess what? You can't change them. No time.
No change in other
way. No time. You can't change them. So if they don't want change, just leave them alone. Recently, I have been guilty of that. So somebody said to me that they're not ready for a relationship. And me decide, say, alright then, I'm going to still try and make things work with them. And then eventually things just didn't work out because I think I was trying to put an idea in my head to make it work when really and truly the person just wasn't there and me I tried to change their mind and it just ended up going to waste. Say better maybe just leave it alone from morning. But you know when you really like somebody or maybe even reach the point to love the person, you say you really want it to work and you will try and make it work. Sometimes better you just make things flow then flow.
I agree. Because
you end up pushing things and then at the end of the day, it was just never meant to be.
And end up hurting yourself, which is what you're trying to avoid the best as. But like I always tell my friends, listen to me, if you're going into something and you see yourself getting hurt deep, you got to go because it's nothing is worth hurting yourself. You have to learn to love yourself. And mm-hmm. The moment that you realize that, yo, you love yourself, there's nothing that you'll allow somebody to do that will hurt you. Ever.
Or throw off your balance and make you untilted on anything.
Never.
Because you love yourself and you know what you want. So you say, okay, yes, I love myself and I want this relationship to work. But there are some things for me not put up with because I love myself too much to put myself through that.
Yeah, man. Me tell people anyway. Me feel like myself bad.
So. And once you love yourself, you will find somebody will love you for you.
Nobody loves me more than what me love me right now. So if you want to love me, you have to come good. Yeah, man. You have to come good because guess what? You have to love me more than what me love me. I me love myself bad. Me fool of myself bad, bad, bad. Yeah, man. Bad, bad. Me say, yo, matter of me have all a six pack. Yes, because I don't know me. Yes, because I tour podcast is so I don't know me. Make me have all a six pack. Uno couldn't talk to me. That me I tell you. Uno lucky so me have one belly. Cause any home me have a six pack, uno couldn't talk to me. Cause if me love myself, so no one me got a little goat in front of me.
Girl, good. We love belly man. Big belly man. Cause they say big belly man.
And you say big belly man forget things. Yeah.
Yeah, chill, listen, chill,
nah,
chill.
No more trouble. I'm done. No more trouble. My son, I love you. I have a six pack. I work with. If me have a six pack, man, what is that shirt? No, not wearing that. No, what is that shirt?
Every day, shirtless.
What is that shirt? Mr. Sunburn that kill me. What is that shirt? No, what is that shirt? No. My son, I'm not lucky. When that earbud me buy now, if me have six pack, trust me. Problem. So if me love myself, so no. Yeah, self-love come
is,
good.
Self love is real and important.
Yeah, it's important.
People
trust
feel
me.
Say, oh, me not like them neglect themselves for the person. And most times that is why the relationship don't work either, because sometimes people take advantage of that when you realize say you kinda lift yourself on the back burner.
Yeah, man.
For them, so you have to know, so yeah, me up front, you up front too. Make it be equal,
yeah, man, me
equal.
Don't keep myself.
You
back,
the person that's 60 and you the 40. It not work.
And then when you leave, you realize, say yo,
you invested so much energy
and time and money and tears. Oh my gosh.
You give up everything only for realize that the press turn around and treat you like
and
that.
You follow with people who actually had the best interest
yeah,
in heart.
That is
because
true,
of this person.
Because sometimes
you're
in a relationship.
Yeah, man. And your friend so them sick. The foolishness all that go on. But because of the love you're blinded by, you never realize that this that happened. And all of a sudden, you end up losing friends.
Mm-hmm.
Losing family. For somebody who never worth it. None at all. And
I was listening
hurt
to
that.
A podcast the other day. And the person was talking about the time when they got stood up at their birthday dinner or whatever. And then
ouch.
After their birthday dinner or whatever, they were hurt by the situation, but they started linking back with the guy and whatever. And one of their friends was not happy with it. And the friend go tell our parents, tell everybody in our family, say, you can't believe she should go back and do with the dirty boy. And
of course,
blah, blah, blah. And whatever. And she was hurt by the fact that her friend did that. And she literally cut off the friendship with the person. I know she looking back and she's like, the experience probably wasn't worth it any at all for gonna mash up a relationship
over somebody who eventually wasn't worth it.
Never cared about it from morning.
Trust me, and the thing is, women go through it more than men
because we always invest. We always go in there with 110. I miss sometimes. I tell my friend them say, listen, go in the relationship with. So
caution.
50.
Yeah, man, if I go with caution,
go with 50.
Like,
go low. Like, just ease yourself. If you say you want to see you, make yourself unavailable sometimes. No, jump to everything. No, jump to every beck and call. Just ease yourself.
Man. From experience, I've learned that you have to earn this love. You have to do something for sure. Me say, yo, you deserve the effort that I'm going to put into you. Me don't give out effort now. Sorry.
Yeah,
like, me give enough effort at school. Me teach, mm-hmm. So me give people marks effort all the while when me teach. Me don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. In my personal life, me don't do that. Professionally, it's fine. But my personal life, nobody now get A for effort no more. You have to show me, say,
you have to come good
and show me, say, mm-hmm. This is, I deserve this level of treatment. Me now just get up and treat it like, who have time for that? First of all, me not have enough money to invest my money in you. I'm
see
not sure
you turn
about you.
Around and then cut, girl, yeah. Like...
Come here, go want it back. My petty. I'm going to want it back. Just make you know, if it's a burger I did buy you, I want it back.
Jesus,
buy me back my burger. Buy me back my burger. No, this is...
Terrible, bad.
At this point in time, I saw we have to look at it. Because unless people realize that, listen to me, I can't just go around using people for their things and for money and for sex. Until them realize that people are going to continuously do it. I bet one day, one man will come and use one girl for sex. And my final says I wrong somebody didn't use and she go crazy and no sense. I'm gaslighting care like the girl on the internet this week that literally cursing the man
yes,
car
and then
she
blew
up.
She,
it was a whole. This is what happens when you take advantage of people's feelings
it.
And then and then dip and go and like say, yo, you never do nothing. But when you find a woman crazy like that, no, you're gonna stop. But when you find a man who you're gonna use him for money, the man say, alright, I'm gonna stalk your nastiness now. I bet you stop.
And that's why a lot of people, that's why a lot of men end up killing females, because some of we just...
Yeah, because we can't justify doing it, you know. We can't say we're justifying the killing of the people. But you don't have to stop use people and stop use people's feelings.
Because it hurts. It hurts.
And I know everybody know how to manage them feelings. Because me wouldn't kill nobody. Because me, you know, say, yo, push competition, I'm going to yard and ball. And then
ball good. It out.
Yeah, I ball it out in my pillow. And I'm all right, and drink two rum,
yeah,
I'm all right.
Just, yeah.
But not everybody else can't handle it like me.
But why I think, too, you see a lot of males, too. Some, you know, let me stop generalizing it, but you understand where I'm coming from, right? Man. A lot of males, too, come with a front to a female. Like, you come and you be balling and you have your bag of money and whatever, and then you realize and then you wonder why gold diggers follow you. Like, and you put that image out
this
there.
This is what you push. So you push
exactly.
Whatever so you put out there, that's what you get.
You know, somebody said it in the same podcast. Eh? I mean, sir, if you dig the hole and put the gold in there and then you come off and show where the hole is, me going to be digging, because guess what? You show me where it is.
That's
how you be doing it. So come and let me dig out the gold and take it from
yourself. That's what you get where you attract. And if that's what you're attracting, that's what you're going to get. And I just saliva go, like, we have to acknowledge that, listen to me. We have to put out what we plan to get. And a lot of females recently have been saying that, yo, a man can't tell me how to dress. And we're not tell you how to dress. But don't be surprised if you dress a certain type of way and you get the type of man who likes girls who dress that type of way. And if he treats you the way that you dress,
that, you know.
If he treats you the way that you dress, how then can you be upset at him? I don't understand. If it is that your breast outside and your body jaw out a door, and then he must have respect for you based on how you dress.
I mean, nobody's saying that you can't dress like that.
Right.
But if a man approaches you that way, I mean, sweetie,
Exactly. That's what he's looking. Like, why is it that you are going to expect the jacket on it? All right.
Let's flip it.
Because normally when you talk about it, females get in the female. So let's flip it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a man perspective. Because when you do it in a female perspective, most of them always get upset. So let's flip it. You know, take up the man with him pants and anything bottom, and it pants too tight, he can't run. If you want like a dog coming, can't run. And all these wonderful things. And that's the man we take up. Right? But expect him to have a portfolio and a proper job like a suit and tie man. How? That's what you take up, you know? So when you take up that type of man, you know, and him have the job, that dressing is okay, and him have the friends that dress just like he does, he has the family that is okay with that type of dressing, then you're gonna say, yo, a man baby girl, that you take up. That is exactly what you took. So why then do you expect a suit and tie behavior from a pants and a batty man? I mean, how that sounds. But how you expect to get a suit and tie behavior? You're not going to get that. And men, this is what you all want to do. I don't remember which song say you can't turn something in a house. I don't remember what song, but some like a rapper. What did,
I think I know which song.
Yeah, can't turn something in a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what your men try to do after go party, pick up this girl, all these wonderful things. You see how she dresses, you see how she behaves, you see the type of lifestyle she wanna live. And then you're gonna try change that. Girl never said she wanna change.
That's why I say, if you don't have something, don't come and flaunt it like a fear own, because that is the type of energy and people you're going to attract to you. So if you have If you walk foot, just keep the same energy you walk.
No, whatever. Right, care when you just go ring it out. I make you feel like you're a care man. First of all, if all who know me broke, like, no, I'm not broke for real, but like, if you just meet me broke, we can have a juicy beef date so that me know if you deserve the Burger King.
I
know if you deserve it. Yeah, we're up the line, we're going to. Juicy beef, Sakura. Okay, so we're stay on 8 rivers, no? Juicy beef, Sakura, KFC.
Alright,
we can cross the road and go over Hong Kong. And we can cross the road and go over Hong Kong.
Terrible,
man. We can't want to start a Hong Kong and I don't know nothing about you. And I say work. Like, we have to understand, say, yo, you have to allow people to
show themselves.
If you can't juicy beef with me, why me go want your Hong Kong with me? Why me go want your Spring Garden with me? Why me go want your road trip with me? No, if you have to juicy beef with me too, I understand. Understand,
and
say
some
yo.
Some people just in a relationship with the hype of it all,
you know. Eh, matter. Yo, me like them unknown girl, you know. Me not tell no lie. Me like one. Them not too know. And them not too popular. Because, listen me. My relationship should not be in the public eye of opinion. And for all those who know me, me know me not give a hell. However me feel is how me feel. So however other people feel after them business that. Once it is that man or something.
It should
that,
be
that's
private.
The only person who matters.
I mean, if the person's birthday and put them fine and people just think they're your friend or something, but I mean, everyone there, your snapshot, like if you go out, you know, and you snap a picture with the person, you have it in your phone. Fine.
That's fine. But I mean, like
every single day, every single
just in your status
like,
and in your.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if everything will work. Anything is no.
And then they put out this type of
image
like,
that
oh,
everything is going
is
perfectly.
Perfect. Exactly.
And then on the left, let me tell you something. I say, I don't know how to do this. One on the left, one have to inbox me and tell me who I'm going to left. Because me invested in a relationship. Two, I want back all of me like them. And all I want back. Because
you
never
know,
tell me
like,
how me left. Tell me on the left. Tell me say, you know, say the dirty boy do this. Or if I nigga inbox me and tell me say, yeah man, you know, say, yeah, give me butt. Listen, man, how much likes me? How much video on me watch? You know how much video on me watch? No, man. Mm-mm. No, me hurts. Me hurts for uno. All I know I do this on left. I'm going to invest myself in a relationship. I'm not talking about, yeah, man, goals. And matter of fact, yo, I don't even do that dribble. Much less I want to score goals.
That's
rude, man. Rude.
You see, with relationships, as you bring up that too, you have to know what work for you. So you can't follow people them by Instagram and YouTube. What do for them thing and I make money from me because I tell you, say.
So, man, where can I turn off? It's a whole different thing.
Because some of them are front and are going like,
yeah.
Oh, everything good on camera. You don't know what going behind closed doors. You don't know if them a fight. You don't know if a woman a get beaten. You don't know if the man a beat up the woman.
You don't know if the man a get bone.
You don't know
if she a poisoning food. You know?
Poisoning.
Yeah, next. You think I never experienced a man talk about a man say, poisoning. I said, what you?
Breaking news.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
sir.
Man, poison me for little if man just drop them one day, bro.
And as Mr. Saw, so, there was this meme, this thing I was reading, and it said, my relationship goals is not based on what I see out there. And me set my relationship goals.
Mm-hmm.
So once you set your relationship goals, honey, if you don't have argument or you know in the honeymoon phase or whatever, it will work because you set your thing, you
yes,
set
ma'am.
Your standards, you set everything for how you want it to be.
Agreed.
You and your partner sit down and work it out. You know, follow the people that are out there where stunt on YouTube and I buy them one another gifts and I go on like say everything is a hunky dory because it ain't a pretty road.
Yeah, and that's how I always come back to the only person who matters is the person that you're with. That's the only person opinion who you should take into thought. That's the person that you should be trying to make happy, not other people out there who is out on the outside looking. Cause trust me,
then we say a bag of thing.
Yeah, then we
then
how
we
say things.
Bag of thing. Then we say a bag of negative.
And
things.
Then we sit and then we see where you have and want it and be like, you know what? I'm gonna try to break up this so I can. Yo, let me tell you, this girl. Remember me and this girl talk and our friend try everything. I'm gonna say everything. If you make me and this girl left. And push come to show me and the girl left. But for different reasoning. Two's a friend that I'm in. But you tell me you cannot just get a behavior that. And I miss it. Oh man, but trust
sometimes.
Me. Men do it way more. Yeah, man. Yo, the other day, somebody was telling me a story about how in Virgin got to woman and tell him woman a bag of thing. First of all, you don't need that Virgin in your life. But I said, how you feel do your friend that? And then I go
exactly.
Look the girl after that. That makes sense.
And then I mean like, oh, we are gonna look the girl after that because it just goes to show so she not strong in her head because she just believe
everything
when you
say
so. Our virgin, your virgin.
I gotta say something else and take what she from you and the whole thing goes on
one
big circle.
And that's why I said to people say whenever they might talk about who, oh, me take people man or whatever. Listen to me, sweetie. To be honest. I wouldn't say you took the man. I my opinion could be wrong, you know,
the
guys.
Man left.
But the man really wanted to leave because if he was happy in his...
No
if the woman or the man was really happy in the relationship, me tell
you.
You
said, think you could move and you would move.
You think so you could get that the man there or
so
that the woman there?
Nobody.
you would have been the man who had the man who around you a long time.
And let's make it clear, for all them people are boss, but you take people, man, easy come, easy go, here.
Fox, you have some people still would do it, you know, and them relationship lasts, but it's very rare.
Very rare. Tell you, very rarely done.
Them people, yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say, as easy as it comes, it's as easy as it goes. So, you have to be careful out there, but not take people, man. And the man, they want to take people. First of all, listen to me, y'all, someone can't even manage the people they want to take up. Can you imagine on a thief, smaddy, and you can't even manage them? Hey, yo, listen to me.
Yeah, because me, I tell you, say, when you take up that this money, they realize that I'm a dirty junker, you're like, oh, this nigga take up on myself, Father God.
Listen.
And the next person who they left, I'm going to come to you and probably say, yo, man, me buy you a drink, can you just take the junker out of my life?
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you take the junker.
Yeah, man, trust me. Listen to me, some man is a whole mental patient, and y'all not even prepared for all of what they go through to solve this problem. Y'all not even halfway prepared for this.
Because sometimes, you know, sometimes that person really just needs somebody to take the boy out of him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Tell you that.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I need to buy somebody a drink and say, oh, listen, me, thank you. Thank you.
Because
I couldn't leave. I mean, I think I could have. And sometimes I go good, you know.
And sometimes I the man I eat up on the woman, you know.
Hey, listen, me, man.
So when you come and take him, I wouldn't understand how happy she be, you know.
Nothing sweet, say, you know, man.
That's what I said to people, say this whole, oh, you take this somewhere. This a girl and man and all him someday. No, sweetie, the man never want to leave me. I tell you, say, you couldn't take him no matter what. When somebody up in a relationship, you think you can break that up?
Not going nowhere. Nowhere.
Loyalty with relationship is a big thing, you hear? So once the person loyal and happy and happiness, once them loyal and happy to the, with them one another, like me, I tell you, say, you could have tried broke that up, and me, I tell you, say, it wouldn't. Work.
It's not gonna work. It's not.
And I always tell people to see, even when you giving money in your relationship, if it happened in your relationship, you wouldn't give one. So if you're not happy, I think you need for those.
This reminds me of the question I got on the podcast the other day. First of all, somebody have to tell me a secret. Somebody inbox me, like when Tori post this on like Instagram, may I make sure tag me on the inbox and tell me how to manage it. Because I can't afford even one woman and I have two. Yo, explain. Because I have the financial worry at all if I have two.
The so, mental health and the financial.
Me, just inbox me and I know how to manage the two of them. And how you, because if you go buy a two birthday that I hear, no brother. And two Christmas, and two Valentine's Day,
and two date night.
Yeah, because all of them want to go out now, so get a two date night, and depends on how often I go up on date, so let's say 2-3 times a month, that's like 3-2-6 if my maths right. Oh, no, 40. Like, yeah, as a man in our work, oh, no, yo, listen to me, me don't understand, and, me make sure, because that's a female name, woman, how do you manage it? How do you want a break? Because, I'm multiple man that no, you know. You know, I say, I'm one big woman.
I don't do it.
Explain.
Let me explain. Let me try and explain it from my.
Can't have to get two of them from no pan and regular basis.
You see, when you're two man, listen to me, you're not forgetting two of them front.
But Jesus.
One front and then the other one.
Say no, next one for.
Other one, no, I forget you little money.
When I hear all these wonderful things. Say someone else.
Like
I wish you could have seen my face. I'm not telling no lie. I wish you could have seen my face.
I'm saying double entanglement.
I'm not telling
no lie. Like when you have Rose and Expert and Sander Khan. Yeah.
I wish you could have seen my face. I'm not telling no lie.
You know, see Rose, Expert and Sander Khan.
In a shock right now. So, man, out there really, I give people money and I get nothing. Man, out there really, I get.
It is.
I have one sister who I want money to. Yeah, yeah. And she's not going to the front either. So, when you can go hit her. I got tag her in my comments. You know, can't go find. You can't give her money to, you know. Yeah. Because she's in this case. But then, no man out there and I get no front and I get money.
No man, after a while, I'm with her, you know. Give up the front.
Yeah, after a while. So, the day I get money after a while. Earth. Earth on behalf of the man's species.
But you think someone go give woman money and not get no time?
And that me day I wonder because you not get no front of it.
You must feel get little something, man, but I don't double entanglement to call that, yeah?
My concern. My concern bad. Now I go and go rethink my life, I know. Oh, no much bond me get when I get none. No much bond me get now my life. Mm-mm. Because normally when you ask Christian, you say, you sleep with him. And she go honestly tell you no. But how much money do you really do I get for you watching in a game, no? Oh, God.
Hey, some girl good at name, you know, man, still. But not like them good at it. Now, if you say, how do you do it? me can't do it. Like, to help me stay, like, me not, if you want to give me money, fine. But me very skeptical about taking money from anybody at all.
Can I tell me say nothing for me? I'm going to run you.
Somebody tell me say one time. Then I talk to somebody and the person give them money. And I'm very skeptical about taking it, you know. But then take the money eventually. The next day, the youth go back up at the girl yard for the money. You hear me say? A good thing, so she never spend it.
Go back up there, fit. What for? Me that one back is sexy. Me they give them, me that one. You have to take
all back and boom, give me. Then, me not understand that. You force me to take the money, you know. Come and tell yourself, me not take the money. And then, no, you want to come take back the money from me the next day. Suppose we did spend it. What you would have tell me, say?
Who could have take back the money? Who would have take it back? Man, not telling a lie.
Me can't, honestly, when I heard, I was literally in shock, guys. Come here, say, this no sound right. After you force me to take the money, after me tell you, say, nah, take it. And then you come back the next day, ask me for the money. If I did your last money, brother, why you give me
fuck? Nah, for space, hmm? That's disgusting.
And then, no. I don't wonder, like, why we stay the way we stay as females? That you have to be so guarded because them people, some people really sick in their head. Really sick in their head. And that is why the dating phase should be something that people really go through and know people. It is really, really, really important. Come here, tell us it. Once you get to know the dirty side, you're like, are this a junk or are this a cross? Is that really take up in my life? Like,
so it comes right back to dating. You have to date now. Like, get some time. Get a month or two in and just date. That means that this person is not your woman or your man yet now, so you can't lean on ownership on this body.
Right, and if the person won't go,
if the person won't go date somebody other people, else, that's you have fine. To be fine with it. You have to be cool with that.
Mm-hmm. But just date. Still have to, and yeah.
Just date and get to know people. Get to know
people. Go on
couple double date and give your man with your friend if you didn't get your feet. Because trust me,
sometimes if my friend doesn't like you,
hey, that's the roughest thing in your life if my friend doesn't like you. Because my friend is awful, you know. My friend is awful, but all this Tori awful too, you know. Make Tori not like you. If Tori not like you, you know, because Tori face not had nothing. No, he have good control of her mouth. She control her mouth, so she won't say nothing. But her face.
But
our face,
my face, our face, very straight.
You know, just, our face hides nothing. Nothing at all. Friend, you been calling, you know. Mm-hmm.
Only some people know that about me. But if me don't like you, me not gonna say nothing to you. Me just gonna leave it as it is. Cause you know me. Me have to get to know you before me really say, oh, me not like the person, you know.
I'm my friend.
Cause you know, say. You're not supposed to know how me stay, like, if me not like you, you're not here out of my mouth, no time, no day.
But yeah, the thing is, my friends know I am too, and they know how terrible me be, and they know the expectations I have.
Yeah, you terrible. So. You too damn terrible.
So, yo, if
if not, Ravid don't like you, if me not like you,
you're doomed, sorry. Yeah, you can't, I'm sorry, you can't talk to my friend if I'm not like you. Nah, go work. Because me know what to expect. I know my friends. Me and my friends have a good relationship and me know how they stay, me know what they deserve. And if you're not match that, if you're not meet that, me not go happy and the whole world are gonna know something happy about it. If you start change and start treat her better, me see what I go on, fine. Me ease off. But the moment me say nah, treat my friend the way my friend supposed to be treated, nah go work, Bridging. Got to step.
But what if you realize that, okay, for instance, the person start talking to somebody, you might not like the person, but the person is really happy, would you go out of your
way? No, if you're happy, me can't get to that make like that. But I won't be happy though, and you know something I'm happy, so I'm always the pawn watch.
But would you, but you
nope, still I'm not would... saying anything, not saying anything to them. Because if you're but happy, if you're happy, my main thing as a friend is to make sure that you're happy. I just want you to be happy. And if this little piece of shit make you happy, it's alright with me. However, you're going to know me never like him, and you're going to always depend on God. So, the moment he mess up, I'll be right there to be like, mm-hmm, that's the step. And if him do work out, you can't tell me, say, yo, I was wrong. Tell me, if push come to shove, and the slightest chance that I was wrong, because normally I'm right, you know, but if the slightest chance that I did wrong, You can't tell me when I'm married, and you can't tell me, oh, I told you so. But if I have a 10-year on a day, I only left with still a piece of drunk. I mean, it's still drunk or come. I just that me see 10 years before. Yeah. Because I make if I'm married and it work out, then you can't say I told you so.
Well, I'm glad you're that way, because this leads to my next question. How do you establish boundaries with your friends and your parents, with your partner? Because sometimes your parents might not like the person. And your friend them not like the person, but you really love the person. Sometimes they don't know the boundaries.
Yeah, but I'm telling you for sure. As a friend, I have zero boundaries. And I cross them multiple times. And normally I'm right. For the few occasions that I've been wrong, kind of bite me in my ass. But we have to understand, say, yo, listen to me, it all depends on what makes the person happy. And then everything, we don't see everything that happens in a relationship.
True.
So, on the outside, it may not look so glamorous to us, but the person might actually be making the person real happy. What I recommend that these friends do is just keep an eye on the person and realize, yo.
We're not saying if we go watch the person, you know, because someone
would
buy.
We don't mean for the staff of the people in life. We mean, like, keep an eye on your friend just to make sure, say, yo, she's okay. Check up on her regularly. But as a parent, oh my God.
That is a totally different story.
That's a whole totally different story, because guess what? Half the time, if the parent don't like you, it's hard for anything go through. Because being that, you're not saying that your parents are running life, but having respect for your parents, no matter what age it is that you're at, especially if you live under their roof, oh my God. It is a whole different thing. Because they
constant
are...
It's gonna
cause a constant problem. And do nobody left, because if you're not left and your
in
parents
work
actually
out.
Find out, say, yo, this person was a piece. See, it's funny where you have fight for all along, you know.
Yeah.
And if work out, yo, that I told you so from your parents.
It not go nice.
Trust me.
It not go nice, especially when you have to go move back into the house.
Worse if you get up and go left and go leave with all the money. Hey!
If you're living with your parents and the parent not happy with the relationship and you decide to move out, make sure you're moving in one place here.
Because
me
and
tell
you, I didn't work out and never come back and live with your parents. No, sir. Sorry.
And once you get in a sitting with somebody, you make sure say you still have your own space.
Yep.
Because when you go live in a people's space and you have your, me and tell you, when you're ready. Feel one control and tell them this and
that
and deal
no
with it anyway. Exactly. And deal with it anyway. You know, nice.
Trust me. I've seen men be emasculated by the same thing. Mm-hmm. Living at a woman's house and a man already eating out him saying, can't go out with your friend and all these wonderful things. Men.
All that. That should be something that should be set as a boundary. You know? I mean.
It's ridiculous.
I knew you before my friends. I am not going to cut off my friends
for,
or family for you.
For you. Really?
Sorry, if you don't
I'm
like
sorry.
My
friends
friend
has been there for me through thick
if
and thin.
If you don't like my friend or family, well, guess what? It is either
that's on
you.
You
just
that's
tolerate
business.
Them or you
are
get
you
to step in.
Yeah,
simple.
Step.
Because guess what? I'm not going to jeopardize my previous relationships
years
for you.
And years
you
of
gone,
friendship.
When you gone, they are the ones that is going to come to my rescue, or I have to go and talk back to them.
Yeah.
Even if they're vexing me because them don't like you and them walk away, me know at the end of the day them going to come back. But when you get to step in, and me left in my own crap, and
cut
there's
my friends
and
say, I'm sorry. I'm not cutting off none of my friends. I'm sorry.
Me not cut off nobody.
Because
even if you
my
and my mother can't
slow.
Agree, me not cut off my mother. But if it get to the stage now where some disrespectful comments are being hurled at each other, I'm going to make one and say, listen.
I'm not
this
having
is
it.
Is my decision.
I'm not
if
having
you're
it.
Not happy with my decision, you got to go. And to a lot of Jamaican parents, I know this is difficult. When you make a decision and you're not happy with it, and you have to stand up to them. Me know that for sure. But you have to find the courage to go to them even one away. Even if, just go to them one away first and say to them, listen, this is my decision and you're not happy with it, but I'd like to give it a try. If you get to the stage where you still get worried about it, then you just rile up in at the moment and tell them like it is.
And the thing
but
is, this is why honesty
to...
is so important, because guess what? You have to be honest with your parents at this point, especially if you're at the younger side of 20. Because you have to be completely honest with them. Nobody hide nothing. Nobody, but a gym screeching girl understand yourself. Because when they do find out if something goes wrong, they might see money after girl in the back plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like the older you get, the less dependent you are on your parents. But trust me, if you're in the early part of 20, 21, 22, when you're dependent on them, be honest with them. And them are going to tell the plain and straight if they don't like him or her. And trust me, for the men, worse than you one boy, your mother will tell you.
Yes, that mother,
no,
mother
son relationship. Like
oh, and especially if she don't like
you have to make sure, say, yo, you know, cut off your mother, you know, do nothing what make your mother or jeopardize the relationship you have with your mother.
Anything.
Because if it doesn't work, your mother always got your back. Always. You know, there's some mother out there kind of trash with you, you know. But then, like, good mothers, the majority, because there are very few trash mothers out there. But for the good mothers, they might always have your back. So you can't afford to give up certainty for uncertainty. I know sometimes it works, and
just like that,
the relationship works out.
Mm-hmm. But, like the video with the girl. Did you see the video with the girl cussing off the mother that the mother should come out of the car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I were in her position and I realized that my husband is a mama's boy and the mother don't like me, but I still decide to go through the relationship and he decides to, and she roll up and she's sitting in the front, I'm not going to fight with her and tell her to leave, you know? I am not going to fight with her. I'm going to
I
like,
didn't even know it
was okay, because
thing.
At the end of the day, guess what? His mother is still going to be in his life when you cut and gone.
I didn't even know it was a big thing. I didn't know the front seat was a big thing up until that video.
But at the same time, as a son or a daughter, you have to set boundaries with your parents, because sometimes you need to make them know, so listen, mommy, I know you don't like this person, but guess what? Me like them and they make me happy for right now. So just leave me, make me just do what me I do.
What?
But certain argument, me not getting out with nobody parents.
I didn't even know this front seat thing was a thing until I saw the video. I was like, yo, so we're really arguing over this? Matter of fact, come on, turn a drive. One on the drive and one on the sit down from me, go back.
Exactly.
This is ridiculous.
Just do that then.
But yeah, I didn't know it was a thing. I was so confused. Like, yes. I know my friends know it's a thing, because me remember me stopped someone one day and she was coming in the car and my friend like, yo, me go back here, man, and she jumped around. I was like, okay, so I guess it's a thing. But then, like, for parents, me never know it's a thing. Like, are your mother, yo, I've been seeing this thing on Facebook recently at top where they've been having the thing of who comes first. And it's a mother, wife, I ain't even having that conversation, you know. And not having it.
Because some people tend to misinterpret what they see in the Bible where them say,
leave your mother and cling to your wife. And
yes, I mean, yes, just the Bible says that. But based on the situation, let me tell you, you might read something, but you
your
have
interpretation
to know
of it, it has to be different.
Exactly, you have to know how to make it
when,
apply to your
right,
life.
You have to know when to apply it and when to, because you, everybody's life is different. You can't just set one rule and expect everybody to follow it one way. That's not how it works.
Exactly. So, when we see the video and I'm like, you're seriously going to stand here and fight with the man,
mother
over Fima. The front seat. Like, you
like
always
the car,
get,
I don't understand which part of the car reach first. I don't me never know some part I can reach for next partner. I think all I can reach one time.
I said,
oh,
I mean,
is that thing?
If she wants on the front seat,
can't drive.
So be it. Because back. Guess what? You always get the front seat.
So what's the problem this one time? Like, it's ridiculous.
And most times, it's not just the problem that is there, no, you know. It is problems stemming from
it's
long before.
Yeah, it's probably something that was festering up before, and then
that's
this time it just erupted in a whole thing.
Because you see the mother-son sitting there, may I tell you, say?
Trust me, it's a big thing.
I've never been through it, but
it's a big thing when you're.
I know
son.
Somebody who goes through that.
Trust me. I'm a son and a one son my mother got and a me. So my mother very protective of me, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. But my mother know her boundaries, my mother know how her fair things it. So certain things she not really uphold. But trust me, it's mama's boys and daddy's daughters. Oh
people
trust
with
me.
Daughters with father issue.
Trust me.
Mother-son relationship.
It's a
father.
Whole thing.
Sometimes it gets to the point where you have to run live like, it want him there because of how them operate. But sometimes it's not that. It's just that the bond that they have, it's so hard to break,
mm-hmm.
because the person has been new for them
yeah, man.
Entire life.
So the women go through it with it.
Especially
with
when they have
the
same personality as the person.
And the men them go it with the daddy's girls, trust me. And then daddies are so overprotective of the girls, and
especially if
they
know say for them past never so 100.
Right, and especially if they know say them want to look at work in their lifetime, and then you get one daughter after that now, and for put on the whole life. everybody we meet after that and just assume says who are and you know good enough for your daughter. Everybody else. So it's a whole thing, it's a whole mess.
This whole relationship didn't go, guys. I mean, if we had all day to talk about it, I mean, there's so many topics to talk about, but we have to cut it now because we're there a long time.
Oh, shiz, it's almost an hour.
Exactly. You well, it's what? An hour and 4 minutes.
What y'all need to do, go in the comment section, and if y'all want me to come back, you know, comment and let me know. And
yeah, we'll do a part two.
We'll do a part two.
Definitely. So you guys should do that. And also remember to check out his podcast, This Is A Man's World. The link will be in his Instagram bio, on his Instagram page.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect Rav.
Yes, and we'll also put it in our bio, in our comments,
yeah, or
in our caption when we're putting up the release of this video, this
podcast. Audio.
Yeah, guys,
no way, we're getting used to it, no way, we're getting used to it.
But thank you, Robin, for being here.
You're welcome.
It was
welcome.
Really great talking to you.
I got you.
Really enjoyed this conversation. I can't hear my mouth loud in there when I actually hear it. But yes, it was really good.
I got
good.
You. Don't worry.
It was a really good podcast. It was a really good episode. So you guys should really check it out when it's out.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm your host, Tori K. And it has been lovely being here with you guys. And Mr. Baxter, we hope to have you again soon.
Anytime.
Yes. So, guys, I hope you are keeping safe throughout this pandemic. I know the quarantine kind of canceled now. But, you know, still follow protocols as best as possible.
All them people, the June, July, they are back. June, July, they are back.
Keep your 6 feet down. Keep the social distancing protocol in order. And wash your hands. Wear your mask. And just keep safe and keep in touch with our family and friends, alright guys? So, see you next week for episode 3. Bye!